one occasion I remember quite well, because RDL, Robin Lawrence, wasn't there at the time, unfortunately, and I spent some time with Wilfred Oakley, his number two, who really was not terribly interested in the sort of things that I had in mind. He wasn't against them, but he certainly wasn't for them, and said, well, I'd better come back and meet the old man himself, which I did, and to my great delight. I mean, he was just the most remarkable fellow, I thought, who, of course, had diabetes himself, and that was only part of his remarkableness, if I can put it that way, but it certainly gave him insights into being diabetic, the minuses, of which there were many, and the pluses, of which he found as many as there were, and was able to transmit this understanding of diabetes to the people he dealt with, to his patients, and they recognised in him a person who not only had diabetes, but could communicate some of the feelings and reactions to diabetes. It was no splendid thing, he knew darn well, that people felt as if they'd been demolished by this diagnosis, and that there was a big job of rebuilding that had to be done. And he did it in the sort of, perhaps rather paternalistic way that one did then, but with an understanding which infected people like me and those around him, and which I would dare to say really illuminated my life so far as a chronic illness was concerned, in a way that nobody else could or would have done. Just add a real thought to that, and that is that one of the jobs that I'd done before I went to King's was looking after tuberculosis ward, and of course in the late 1940s, when I was doing this, tuberculosis was rampant in the UK and into the early 1950s as well, and it was a disease of young people, teenagers, 20-year-olds, and the wards were full of these young people. And I got my first very, very clear impression of what it was like to have a chronic stigmatizing disorder. People looked at you if you had TB. You weren't really terribly welcome in and around the family. And one began to understand what it was like. I have to say, perhaps being Jewish helped a little bit in that understanding. Here was sort of irrational feelings that people had about you that one could begin to understand, perhaps, in a rather special way.